Today we gather together on the second Sunday of Advent, and as we do that, we kind of move into kind of our mid-experience there, where we're both kind of looking forward to the coming of Christ at the end, but we also have the beginning of the proclamation of St. John the Baptist. And we sit in this place where we're both looking backwards and we're looking forwards with regards to Christ's coming, the time he came before, and what we're looking forward in the future. As I sat with the readings today, one thing that just kind of came to mind is that, you know, I'm at an age right now where, frankly, I'm involved in the death of a number of my family members, particularly my aunts and uncles. And in the last year, I've buried several of them. And in the years prior, I've been involved with that as well, which is a little strange when you're dealing with your own family as a nephew. And yet that's something that's very much in front of me. And as I sat with that, you know, what we hear in our readings are themes that are familiar to us, not just for Advent, but in general. And sometimes we associate a little bit more with Lent. We hear kind of the experience of the desert that is brought up before us. We hear about the desert, which is a place of extremes. And something that we typically associate more with Lent than anything else. And we hear about the desert, we hear about struggle, of kind of wrestling between the people and God. We hear also of kind of the experience of the end and what's coming. And I think as I've sat with those readings for this weekend, what has touched me is that those themes are there. We hear of the desert. We hear of the experience of kind of the end. But what is unique to Advent and what we hear in the readings that are particular this time is a sense of hope. The desert is a place of extremes, certainly. The desert is a place of wrestling and struggle. But what we hear in our readings is that a voice cries out in the wilderness, and so let the valleys be raised and the mountains made low. That there's a sense of hope that even in the struggle of that experience of extremes in which we struggle, in which we don't necessarily know the way, that somehow God is present. That he is with us. That we hear in the call to prepare ourselves for the end, that nevertheless, that's a call to joy and to hope, not a fear. But that we recognize that in the coming of God is a coming that we should long for. And so, where my heart rests in that is simply that in the experience of suffering that I have known, in the experience of places where we don't necessarily have easy answers, in the places of mourning, in the places that perhaps in our lives that we know separation from others, where we know struggle within our families or don't have easy answers to things, in the places in our lives that we don't have an easy pathway and we know the experience of the extremes, that this season God speaks a word of hope. And that does involve conversion. But what we hear more than anything else this season is a promise of presence. that God will come, that the Lord is there, and that perhaps our call in the midst of this season, as much as that is a call to conversion, to find our ways to the sacrament in which we find healing and wholeness, that more than anything, we are called to just hear the Lord's word that promises us salvation, healing, and because of that, hope. And that this season particularly is a season for us to look at the places where we lack that. Where because of our own sadness, our own sense of despair or struggle, we just have a hard time seeing God. And to allow ourselves during this time to open our hearts to allow God to touch that point. The places where we have a hard time seeing God. And allowing God to touch that to allow us to be a people of hope, gladness, thanksgiving. Advent is a penitential season. Advent is a season in which we are called to let go of the things that keep us from God. But I'd like to say that what distinguishes this season is that that penitential season is one in which we remove those things that keep us from joyfulness, that keep us from hope, that keep us from recognizing the ways in which God is already there, the ways in which he already touches us, the ways that even in our sense of absence, we come to see that he is present. And in being present brings us healing. And in bringing us healing, as we come to celebrate the nativity of Christ, we can be people of joy and gladness, hope, goodness, life. Not just for ourselves, but in knowing that deeply within ourselves can be that for so many others. Amen.